Hello, this is Sean Kennedy. I'm the Editor-in-Chief of the American Journal of Nursing, and I'm very pleased to be here in Denver, in the Mile High City, for the Critical Care Nurses Association National Teaching Institute in Denver, 41st one, I'm told. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And I'm here with two presidents, or one president, one almost president, President Vicki Good, who was president until the end of June, and President-elect Terry Kiss, who will be taking over as of July 1, just like all the new residents and interns. was that done on purpose? So, Vicki, I'd like to ask you first of all, as the current president and soon to be outgoing president, what was your greatest achievement that you think during your tenure?
I wouldn't say that it's my achievement, but I would say it's all of our members' achievement, because they've been able to take the theme of step forward and do some remarkable accomplishments. So I've only been successful because they have. We've heard of lots of different nurses that have taken step forward to change their work environments. They've used step forward to change clinical practices in their institutions. Some of them have taken on personal issues. I spoke with a member just this morning who said that she's lost 60 pounds this year because she took the step forward and applied it to her personal health. Mm. So I defer that question back on our members because it's really what they've done to make me successful.
I have to tell you, I was in the exhibit hall and or just outside the exhibit hall and saw several attendees standing in front of the Step Forward theme doing the position,
right.
all taking turns taking pictures. So I think your theme certainly did resonate with a lot of people. So now let me ask you on the other side, what do you wish you could have done differently, or you feel that, I wish I had more time to do XYZ?
I wish I would have had more time to visit more of our members personally, because having that personal connection and being able to visit with them and their personal environments was so valuable. I think it gave me a spark of energy, and it also gave them a spark of energy to be able to share just that time with them. Mm-hmm. So if I could have done that more, that would have been great. Mm-hmm. But just that logistics mm-hmm. is a little bit difficult to get around to everybody that would like for you to be there personally.
Right. And so, Terry, now it's your turn, coming into quite a remarkable year, I'm sure. But you've had some inkling because you're on the board this year, correct? Mm-hmm. And you've been probably glued to Vicki's side for much of it.
Yes, I'm Velcroed to her hip, absolutely. And I think the thing is that I have learned from a master. And there were some challenges that we faced this year. One of the things that we did was hired a new CEO, and certainly that transition period, Vicki certainly stepped forward and was making her optimal contribution in keeping the board together and focused on what the goal was, and then achieving such an excellent outcome in our hiring of Dana Woods as our new CEO. And just the professionalism, the excellence in thinking through what the things that we really needed were, what the strategic focus was, and what AACN really needed to move forward into the next iteration of life as we're going to know it, then that choice in Dana was very well put.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so for your challenges coming in now, what I know the theme will be announced shortly, but what do you see in terms of AACN's priorities that is the one thing that you really feel that you want to wrap your or put your earmark on?
Well, I think the overarching thing is that AACN drives excellence because nothing less is acceptable, and to achieve that excellence, so to really focus energy on that and have the fire to really accomplish those things, but to accomplish that by using healthy work environments and developing resiliency. I really think resiliency is something that we desperately need to be able to develop in our nursing population, because the world is so chaotic and changing, and to be able to adapt and overcome is such an essential skill. You know, it used to be the being able to shoot a cardiac output, or, you know, those kinds of what we call hard skills. But I think as we move forward into the environment of tomorrow, that it really is going to be what used to be called soft skills, but really are essential skills of the healthy work environment standards, skill communication, authentic leadership, those kinds of things that we're really going to have to focus on and develop. I think the CSI program that AACN has is like that is going to be a major step forward into accomplishing those kinds of things.
And for our listeners, just say quickly what CSI is.
It's the Clinical Scene Investigation Program, and it gives nurses, bedside clinicians, and that's an important point, bedside clinicians the skills to be able to not only investigate a problem, come up with solutions, but also be able to speak to those people in the C-suite, to be able to show what the economic advantage is, and to be able to have those skills of communication with those that maybe don't understand the work of nursing.
At the membership meeting that was just held recently, the business meeting, Ray Rivera from New York stood up and asked a question which mirrored one that I was thinking about asking, in the sense of much of the healthcare is moving into the community, and the focus of finance and emphasis on interventions and patient care is in the community, and how AACN is addressing that aspect of it. Now, Dana Woods did give an answer, but I'd like to hear from you what you think for our listeners who were certainly not at the meeting.
Oh, I think the answer that Dana gave, which is that AACN has been looking at this, and one of the important things is that geography is not what defines an acute or critically ill patient, that it really is those patients are everywhere. And as you look at how care is changing, and you look at the Affordable Care Act and the fact that a lot of care is being given in the home, or a lot of care is being given outside what currently is our hospital system right now, you know, I think the future is going to look very different. And I think the relevance of AACN is that we all need those skills to be able to take care of our vulnerable patients in their time of need, and those skills translate across the continuum. It's not just in a box ICU, but it's those patients who are in home situations. It's those patients on med-surg floors. I was talking to a nurse yesterday at lunch, and she was saying, you know, we do a lot of rapid responses, and it used to be that you rapid response somebody or you coded somebody, you moved them right to the ICU. Now they're staying on that med-surg floor. And the information, the education, and the resources that AACN has supports now those nurses who are in that situation, you know, because it is relevant. It is relevant to their patient population.
I'll ask both of you, if you would. Has AACN, I know that you've done some things in tele-ICU and telehealth. Do you see that as a big area for AACN to really be doing more work and investigation in that? Vicki, do you want to?
Well, one thing that we've done this year is we've hired a chief clinical officer, Connie Barden, to join our staff to help us look at some of these clinical issues and where and how do we remain relevant in those. We have recently, in the tele-ICU world, initiated a new certification for tele-ICU nurses to certify them in their skills and development. So we definitely see a role for us in that, and I think as we develop Connie's role, that will help us to redefine where all and how we coordinate all these different clinical arenas coming together, because that's really the goal, is to converge all of these different settings into one.
Mm-hmm. And how about you, Vicki?
Well, I'm Terry. I can only hope to live up to the achievements that Vicki's made this past year. But I agree, and I think that's one of the things. And I live in kind of a rural and remote area in Alaska, in Fairbanks, Alaska. And that's one of the things. So we've used telemedicine up there for a long time. But I think the EICU concept is incredible. And, again, I was talking to somebody today, and they said, oh, my God, how could you not want that? Because that's like an extra pair of eyes, especially when you look at new nurses coming into taking care of acute and critically ill patients, that now you have some experience that's sitting behind that can gently help them see the things that they need to see, because they have an extra pair of eyes supporting them.
Mm-hmm. So tell us a little bit about, you mentioned you're from Alaska, so what kind of work do you do, and what's the unit where you work?
Okay, so I've been in Alaska for 29 years, and currently I'm the director of the Medical Unit 2 South at Fairbanks Memorial Hospital, and we get the acutely ill, so we don't have like a step-down unit, so we get patients right directly from our ICU onto our floor. We also have the overflow telemetry unit on our floor that we open when the ICU is full so that we don't have to divert. And so to keep those skills up, again, AACM becomes very relevant. So you think, oh, you're a med-surg unit. Well, no, we take care of really sick patients. Mm-hmm. And the resources, the educational elements, all of those things are so relevant to my staff. So one of the big things that we do is use AACM standards to help us achieve that excellence that we're all about.
Mm. And you're going back, Vicki, to a different life a little bit, maybe have a, not that you probably haven't been working, but I'm sure your institution will be very happy to have you back a little bit more. And tell us what you'll be doing.
I am the system director for clinical safety for our healthcare system. So I manage our patient safety, our infection prevention department, and our employee safety areas. So I work with medication safety, patient safety, risk management, all of those different areas, and really looking at the systems and how are those systems best supporting the role of the nurse and clinician at the bedside, trying to make sure that we make those systems work the best possible for our providers so that they can go out there and deliver that excellent care for our patients.
Mm-hmm. One question that also came up at the forum was about membership growth, and certainly everybody, I think, at this point who walked in the door knows that AACN has now have over 100,000 members, which is fabulous. Not too many organizations can say that they're continuing to grow at the rate your organization is. But one of the questions that came up was, how are you going to continue to grow membership at the chapter level?
I think really, to me, I think there were some very excellent answers, and I know that AACN National Office, Tracy Vandell and her team, are looking at the whole chapter structure and how do you support that and grow it, and what are the changes that need to be made to meet the different environment that we live in today. I think Tracy said the chapter structure was like 40 years old, so maybe it's time to relook at how we do that. But I think the other thing, Sean, that's really important is that AACN is the gold standard for acute and critical care nurses, and how could you not want to be a member for an organization that has, we drive excellence because nothing less is acceptable in their mission statement.
No argument there. I will tell you, I met a mother-daughter who make this an annual trip, and sometimes they alternate with the ENA meeting because the mother is a Boston ER nurse and the daughter is a New Hampshire critical care nurse. So this has been the annual mother-daughter trip for the last 5 years. So I thought that was really remarkable. So
yeah.
Now, every year the president picks a theme. Last year, your theme was?
Step forward.
Right. So are we ready to say what the theme is?
Well, it makes me a little hot around the collar, but my theme is focus the flame. Now, can I give you a little context around that, Sean?
Please do.
So when you think about a flame, then the flame is really the passion in our hearts for delivering excellent patient care. And in today's world, it is so easy to get distracted by everything that goes on in our chaotic environments. And one of the things that's really important is that we be able to pull focus, as they say in the theater business. And to be able to focus the flame is really to look at how do we use our energy, and fire is an acronym that I'll share in my speech that talks about the fearlessness, the inquiry, the resiliency, and the engagement that we really need. And that fire is our flame to deliver that excellent patient care. So focus the flame.
That's fabulous. Earlier when you were talking, you said something about adapt and overcome, and I thought, was that the message? Because it sounded almost like that could be a theme, although not as strong as Focus the Flame. So, I look forward to next year interviewing you here again and hearing how your year went. And Vicki, congratulations on a great tenure and wonderful year, and I hope you get some rest now.
Thank you.